Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, glad to be your host today. And a big invitation from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board to visitvalentine.com. Well, that's the website that'll tell you all about the 50 things to do and a lot of other good information about Cherry County, Nebraska. The National Scenic River on the Niobrara. How about a nice canoe trip? International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska. If you want to see the stars, we got them right here in the Valentine area. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, and hundreds of camping spots for you in Cherry County, Nebraska. Visit valentine.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they're not flashy, they're not fancy, but they do focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come for one thing, reliable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see their content. Check them out online at tsln.com.
Do you remember Irma Bombeck?
Oh, of course I do. I loved her dearly.
I have an article that this was in the reprint from the Los Angeles Times Syndicate, of course, but I thought it was kind of interesting. We're not that far out of Father's Day, and this is about stepfathers.
Oh, okay.
They get a bad rap, she says. Everybody loves a relief pitcher. He comes into the game when the team is in trouble and the bases are loaded and someone's needed desperately to buck up the morale and make them feel like they can win. A stepfather does the same thing and is accused of interfering. Everybody loves a substitute teacher. He's kind of naive and new and is the run in at the last minute. He goofs up a lot and makes a ton of mistakes, but the kids love him for trying under a less than perfect situation. A stepfather does the same thing and he's considered stupid. Everybody loves the understudy who hops in at the last minute and gives a performance with no experience. The whole audience sits out there in the dark, rooting for him and hoping to witness the birth of a new star. A stepfather does the same thing, and he's charged with trying to take the star's place. There are a lot of analogies for stepfathers. If they were authors, they'd be a ghostwriter. If they were mothers, they'd be a surrogate. If they were in politics, they'd be the vice president. Whatever they are never the real thing. Since one in every 10 families has a stepfather in this country, it seems reasonable to figure out what it is that they do that gives them such a bad image. As a stepchild myself, I made a list of things that I considered unforgivable by my stepfather. He loved my mother. He had no right to do this, as she was allowed only one person to love her in her lifetime. He loved me. This is also a hard and fast rule. No one can love someone who does not want to love you back. It's against the law. Just because he lived in our house, ate with us, planned our vacations, paid the bills, worried when I got hurt, mowed the lawn, saved for my education, and was part of our lives, he acted like he was a member of the family. He insisted on smiling when I was miserable. He was taller than my real father. He disciplined me like a real father when I gave him no reason to care. There are a lot of stepfathers out there today who are trying to compete with this phantom father who emerges as a cross between Tom Selleck, Walter Cronkite, and Big Bird. When I look back, I visualize my stepfather coming off the bench when my father, the star, was put out of the game. As far as fatherhood was concerned, he was a rookie. For the first 5 or 10 years, he didn't set the world on fire, but he kept his head up, his reflexes sharp, and his eye on the ball. 49 years later, I no longer remember to put a step in front of his title. I have to give it to my mother. She was one of the best scouters in the business. She picked a winner. And that's just a tribute to stepfathers here, just right after Father's Day, from Irma Bombeck.
I do so appreciate her.
Yeah.
That was a very good article.
Yeah, good article.
Very good. I love that perspective indeed. Okay, let's consider some humorous differences between prison and work. And I do mean humorous. These are designed to make you laugh. Please do not take them seriously. It's just a joke. Oh, at prison, you spend the majority of your time in a 10x10 cell.
True.
Okay. At work, you spend the majority of your time in a 6x6 cubicle.
Oh, well, that might work.
Oh, at prison, you get 3 meals a day fully paid for.
Not at work, though.
Oh, you get a break at work with 1 meal and you have to pay for it.
True.
In prison, you get time off for good behavior. At work, you get more work for good behavior.
True.
Oh, at prison, the guard locks and unlocks all the doors for you. And at work, you must carry a security card and open all the doors yourself.
Oh, it's a tough world out there,
isn't
it?
It is.
Well, folks, we might save some of those for another day. You keep listening for more of those comparisons of prison to the workplace.
Right. Quite humorous.
Right here on The Good Stuff.